The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Safety Mondays with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Let's get straight into it. Hello, Fire Officer Jude. How are you?
Good afternoon, Carrie V, and good afternoon to our wonderful listeners this afternoon on this lovely Monday afternoon.
Monday, as we do it every Monday, you understand, bringing the information to you guys, helping you all keep safe, you know the thing, let's go. How are you doing today, Definitely. Jude?
I'm excellent today, and I'm looking forward to discussing our topic this afternoon, and I felt it really, really important. Carrie, this morning you got a little whiff of all the heavy showers this morning.
Yeah, but I wish I had more. I really like rain, you know. I love the rain. So I wish, it would have been raining like right through all day, 7 days a week, 24/7. I love that.
Well, the interesting thing, even though we have the rain, some of us still have to go to work.
Like me too.
Some of us still have to get there, you know? And that poses challenges, Caribbean. Yeah. That's what I want to talk about this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I really want to address the fact that we are seeing a little bit of increase in the rain showers and the heaviness of the rain and the amount of water that we're going to have on the roadway. Right. And I'm asking myself, how many of us really prepared for this rainy season? And do we get prepared for the rainy season, by the way?
No, I don't think so. I think we as Trinis, we like to be last minute now. So when we see the things happening, that when we want to rush and go and get this and get that. It's an onitia.
So I want to touch on that this afternoon, and I want to touch on some tips that we should have done out of the weather format in Trinidad and Tobago and even the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And some of those things touch simple things. Caribbean, how much of us would have prepared for the rainy season by checking our tires, making sure that they're roadworthy and that they have enough treading so that, we can deal with the displacement of water that is going to be going through the radial tires that we have in our vehicles. How many of us can say that we've changed our tires and prepared for that part of the rainy season?
And just yesterday, Fire Officer Jude, I went by my friend, and when I parked up and I came out, I said, I find the tires look, when you drive through mud, how it stays on your tire, right? So what came in? Carry these tires had a change, I say, let me hose them and wash all these tires. And that's when you realize that you need to change your tires, because usually when you drive through, let's say for instance, mud, it don't stay like how it stayed on the tire. So I was like, all right, that's a telltale sign that, you need to change your tires. Just yesterday.
And I want to say that it makes a difference. It really does. Mm-hmm. Because
it does.
We know about something called hydroplaning.
Yeah.
That is when there is a lot of water or pockets of water on the roadway or areas filled with water. Mm-hmm. And we try to drive through those puddles of water with a certain speed. The possibility is that you can hydroplane over that. And that has been known to cause accidents.
Bad.
So one of the other major things we can do is when driving through heavy rain showers, we reduce the speed that we drive at. Mm. That's one of it. And we try to avoid hitting those pockets of water because they can cause us to lose control of the vehicle. So that's one of the other areas that we can look at. But prior to the rainy season, and even during the rainy season, we can check on our wiper blades and we can make sure that the wiper blades at least are working properly. If you want to make sure that you have clean fluid or you have fluid in the wiper bottles so that it can at least get some of the dirt and the smog away from the surface of the glass.
Mm.
Carvey, what about making sure, everybody headlights supposed to be working.
Well,
but during a rainy period of heavy downpour, the possibility is other vehicles or other drivers may not be able to see your vehicle during that downpour.
Yeah,
and
correct.
One of the key things that you can do is to put your headlights on.
That's all. Some persons put on their what you call it, the hazard lights. I find I have a problem with that because you can never tell when the driver wants to go left or right. And even if you don't want to put on your head, your because some persons put on the park lights too. And, it's visible.
Right.
But, the headlights are fine. You just put on the headlights and everything will be good.
And you actually made a very good point there, Kyrie, because if you have on your hazard light and during a rainy period and you want to make a turn, it really doesn't allow the driver behind you, in front of you, who or the oncoming traffic, to know what direction you're going to be turning in.
Yeah.
And that can also lead to an accident occurring.
Hmm.
So one of the key things is no sudden moves, you know, like sudden braking, like you brake instantly or you change lanes quickly.
Yeah.
During a rainy or areas where that causes it can one cause you to have a steering issue,
mm-hmm.
Where you can lose control, or other persons behind you may not, if they're not driving at a safe distance may
yeah.
not be able to stop in time because of your sudden braking or yes. your sudden stop.
And I think
so
we need
have to drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to emphasize on the safe driving distance, because the closer you are, especially when it's raining, when the roads are wet, it's the harder for you to stop. And mm-hmm. most, if you have that, if you're so close behind someone, just in case, because it has happened, there's something, anything can happen, something run across the road or anything like that, and they mash that brakes, you didn't have time to stop. But let me just add here, before we continue, Fire Officer Jude, someone sent a message, and I think that I should read this one out. Kyrie
sure.
and Fire Officer Jude Rogers, good afternoon to you guys. I always wait for this program every Monday. I love mm-hmm. it because I learn so much. Thanks so much for that. Hey, Kyrie, some drivers wait for rain to fall to accelerate more. I see drivers speeding and overtaking whilst the road is wet or even in a drizzle. Something wrong with some drivers. They are lacking driving sense. Thanks so much.
That is so critical, and I want to agree with that message. That for some reason, and it behoves me, and I marvel at it, that there is some drivers that increase their speed during the rainy period or when rain is falling. And I'm like,
why?
The hazards, the driving conditions have changed. The hazards have increased. The risk is higher. And Caribbean, sometimes, not too far down the road, when you're approaching some lower down the road, you may find that you see that very same driver involved in an
yep.
accident. But here's the problem. Many a times those accidents affect the lives of the innocent who are not partaking in the speeding, and they may come into contact with another vehicle or persons.
Yeah.
All right? So we have to be very, very careful where that is concerned. Kyrie, talking about doing preventative maintenance, I'm asking drivers, those of you who know that you have not done your vehicle inspection or you haven't gone to the designated inspection units, it would still be a good time to do that now, as we're still in the month of July. We still have a great deal of the rainy season yet to come. So if you want to make sure that you're on the right path, just go to your vehicle inspection centers and have your vehicle inspected.
Yeah.
All right. Some of us are actually needing to do that because our inspection stickers may have expired. But for those of you who want to make sure that you're on the right side, just do a visit to one of the inspections and get some advice from them, and they can guide you.
Yes.
All right.
I agree. We have another message. I have some messages coming in here, Judah. Persons have been sending me messages. Hi, Kyrie V. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Always great information with this program, Safety Mondays. Hey, thanks so much, Oran. Thanks so much for that. Let me get here. Hi, Kyrie V. But Mr. Jude, I didn't get no rain last night. Where are you located? I mean, some people get, some people didn't. Hi, Kyrie V. Good afternoon. Can Fire Officer Jude give some info on the Ramco fire? I'm not sure if he can. Would you be able to? No,
Caribbean. Okay. Unfortunately, because of that, and I really wanted to stay away from anything
it.
Like
okay.
that.
Okay, understood.
One, if it's an active investigation, you
right.
want the investigators to do their job. And of course, those of you, you know, any information relating to that will come out in due time.
Yeah.
All right? It will come out in due time. What I normally try to do is to draw the lessons learned.
From,
and
right.
I may not speak specifically to the incident,
mm-hmm.
but I will speak on lessons that could be drawn from those incidents.
Yeah.
All right? Especially when there are investigations that are ongoing, and it has impact, and it has, you know, different issues that may be sensitive relating to it. I would not want to specify any of the details relating to that. And it's not that we're trying to hide anything, I just want people to understand that. It's not that we're trying to hide anything, but you have to be understand the sensitive nature of investigations it's ongoing.
Yes.
All right?
And I understand that, and I really wanted you to answer that question, because I know that you can't. So I really hope that the person who sent that message, I hope you understand. And, you know, we're good to go. We're still circulating and identifying safety and how we could be better at securing ourselves. We have another one here. Kyrie, hazard lights are hazards if not used for the right reasons. Tires have a ridge across the threads, which show up when their effectiveness is finished. Distance should be 2 to 5 seconds behind the vehicle in front, and distance is no longer used because it doesn't take speed into consideration. I love that.
Correct. So ideally, I would tell drivers, if you're driving 2.5 car lengths behind a car on dry roads, you should double that if it is that you're on rainy or wet conditions. You want to put as much space between you and the vehicle that is in front of you. Mm-hmm. And I also look at my rearview mirror when I'm driving, understanding how close the driver behind me may be. And I normally slow down way in advance when I am approaching an oncoming vehicle to allow the vehicle behind me enough time to recognize that I am coming to a stop. Kyrie, I can't tell you how important that piece of information is. You know, they say we have to drive for yourself and drive for other people too.
Other people, correct.
Is exactly what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You understand? And, you know, for those of us who maybe, you know, a bit scared about, you know, the whole issue of driving on rainy conditions. The fact of the matter is, Kyrie, I pointed out this morning that many of us still have to make our way to work. And we still have to. So driving in those rainy conditions is a hazard, but it could be done so safely if we all respect the road, the rules of the road. Mm-hmm. And one other thing that I want to address, consider planning ahead when you're going to, when you know that there is rainy conditions coming.
Yeah.
What I also check on, I check on the Trinidad Tobago Meteorological Service, their bulletins. Mm-hmm. Very, very accurate. I want to say shout out to my friends at the Trinidad Tobago Meteorological Service of Trinidad Tobago. They are on point when it comes to rainfall and thunder shower percentages in Trinidad and Tobago. And they've been helping the fire service and many other agencies to understand the type of weather patterns, including our farmers. Mm. They put out bulletins and they put out news media information that helps us to know what type of weather to expect.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a more wet condition, they bring that information prior to. They let you know of the yellow threats. And of course, if it escalates to orange or red, we will know about that more than 24 hours in advance. That's what I like about the bulletins. And Caribbean, I can get it in the palm of my hand now. I get it on my phone.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct about that. So it just takes us, you know, to be responsible enough to do things in advance so that we can ensure the safety of not only ourselves, but others on the roads.
Yes, definitely. Some very, very vital points I want to say. So when you consider your journey and you know, okay, I'm going north to south, there are certain pathways from north to south, east to west, which are more flood prone.
Yeah.
So if Caribbean, if I know I head into Grandy, you know, they say Grandy is the bathroom of Trinidad and Tobago.
All the time.
It's always raining in Grandy, you know, and I can attest to that. And hence the reason why the vegetation in Grandy is so lush and green and we get lots of good vegetables and produce from Grandy, watermelon, you name it. You get everything from Grandy. Heading up in that direction, you want to know where your flood-prone areas are.
Mm-hmm.
And the suggestion is that you don't, you plan your journey to either go around, bypass, or not have to go into those zones in advance.
Right.
So if you know you're going to journey to the eastern part of Trinidad, northeastern part of Trinidad, and showers are recommended for that particular day, you may want to either avoid heading in that direction, or you'd want to wait until the heavy showers have passed. And you get your bulletins and then you make your journey if you have to.
Yeah.
If you can avoid it.
Mm.
Prevention means better than cure.
What I do as well, and this happened because there was one time I was going to Central and I passed through the back by Madras. They all know Madras.
I passed through the back, but
they always flood, right? But I didn't know that. You know me, I just jump in the car, bounce out and I go on my way. And I bounced up some traffic. So I was like, but how come here don't really have traffic? But when I started driving now, it had bigger vehicles in front of me. So they were driving through the flood waters. When I saw that, I made an about turn. And I gone, because I know I'm not going and drive my little matchbox inside of there. But then that made me realize that when it's raining, I don't pass there. I don't ever pass there. Because I don't know if it's flooded or not. And so what I decide to do, listen, you see when it's raining, especially for a period of time, best you don't go. Best you pass all of the highway, you know, to go
through. Stick to the highways. And, stick to the major roadways. Yeah. That's correct.
I've learned that by force. Good. Yeah, I've learned it by force. So, I mean, that's something that you can consider if you're if you're driving and it's in the rainy season.
Right, so let me reiterate what we touched on so far. For those of us who may now be joining the program, we're talking about driving safety during the rainy season, and we talk about, one, ensuring that you inspect your vehicle prior to or even during the rainy season, just to make sure that your tires and your treading, you have some tread depth on those tires and they can actually displace the water that you may be driving through, and that your tires are properly inflated, Gary V.
Yeah.
I normally check my tires every 2 to 3 fill up at the gas station. I do a check on the air in my tires just to make sure that they inflated to the right amount of PSI. Your windshield. Go ahead.
As you say tires, can we add as well, check your spare tire? Guys, you see where we just had them spare tire on the inside the trunk all the way at the bottom. All your check, Harvey, all your spare tire.
You are so on point. You are so on point. It is one of the most, I would say, feeling that will drop your heart is if you get a flat and then you realize your spare not good.
Talking from experience, please. I'm talking from experience.
Yeah.
I come out to change my tire. When I pull out my tire, it didn't even have air in it.
So all of this is part of the preparation that should be done prior to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I'm asking people, make out your checklist right now. Let's check the spare. Let's go and make a point of note to check the spare. Sometimes you might have the spare not even inflated properly. That's what I'm talking about, inflating your tire.
Yeah.
All right? Check the windshield wiper blades. Sometimes they are worn and they will not clean as properly during a heavy downpour. And you are there struggling to see, Carrie V.
Yeah.
And that windshield wiper is, whether you didn't have no windshield wiper, not even working properly.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Make sure that they're working effectively. Yeah. Now is the time to check that prior to, right? Verify that your lights are functional. We talked about that. Also, to plan ahead, check your routes. Make sure that there is no flooding or congestion in that particular area. Carrie V even suggested that you stay on the highway routes, which is normally an elevated or a more structured roadway, if you have to venture to your location.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to take the side roads, the back roads that may have lower points where you can have flooding taking place.
Yeah.
And we know how the main roads are versus the back roads and so forth, right?
Correct.
Stay informed in advance of your journey by checking the weather forecast. And we have our friends at the Trinidad and Tobago Meteorological Services who have been doing a wonderful job putting out their daily bulletin products, which we have access to via the app. They have their own app, Carivy, or we could just simply Google them or listen to the daily news. And even on your wonderful station, we have updates on the weather, which take place on an hourly basis.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. But let me just, we have to go to a break, Fire Officer Jude. But let me just invite the callers, invite the listeners. What are your tips? Your safety tips for driving during the wet season.
It is time.
It's your time to speak with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Safety Monday is with the Fire Officer Jude Rogers, which we do every Monday right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Fire Officer Jude, we're back.
Hey, it's good to be back, and definitely looking forward to our callers and to our texters who, you know, let's hear your experience. Let's hear what you've encountered with the current weather. And Carrie V, I want to suggest that different regions in Trinidad have different experiences and have different hazards that they're going to deal with.
Yeah.
I want to reach out to my friends on the North Coast, Toco, Sans Souci, Grand Rivière, Matlot. They have the additional risk of landslide. During the rainy season, one of the soil can become loose, especially if the vegetation has been removed, And there's also the possibility of rocks falling. And I have experienced that on trips to the North Coast as well. So I reach out to them. Mm-hmm. And I know the men and women of the Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service from the San Grande Fire Station have had to do responses up there as well. Also the Ministry of Works and Transport having to do a lot of remedial works up there to ensure that roadway to the one of the most beautiful part of Trinidad and Tobago remains accessible. So I want to reach out to all my friends on that and give us your experience. What has it been like?
Well, let me just ask you something on that, Fire Officer Jude. So the fire officers, so let's say when there's a landslip or a landslide, what do fire officers do? How do they, let's say for instance, block off one side of the road from the next? What do they do? How do they assist? Fire Officer Jude, are you there still? I know what's going on here, no? What's happening? All right, whilst we are waiting for him to come back, send me your messages via WhatsApp 306-1065. This is Safety Mondays, which we do every Monday right here on Freedom Motor 6.5 FM. Give us your call, 625-2257 or 627-3223. Tell me, how do you keep safe whilst driving during the wet season? We want to hear from you because this is what we are discussing today. So let's get it in. I have a message here. Let me get it. And of course, you can send me a message via WhatsApp, 306-1065. Hey, good evening to my two favorite people. Kyrie, when the rain is falling, my best advice is to make sure you have bread, butter, and crisps, sardines, and cheese. And don't forget the hung wing. Oh, gosh, I can't say, oh, shucks. Don't forget coffee, sorry. And please stay at home, especially if it's raining heavily. Bye-bye and be safe. Aye. How do you take, man? Hey, thanks so much, Rose. Thanks so much for that. Tell me, how do
that
you
say... That caller reminds me a long time, Caribbean. I'm back with you. I just got cut off a little bit.
That's all right, man. I went straight back, you know. Straight back when Granny drinking that coffee, so you could smell it from a mile away, you know.
Right, I think you had asked a question, Caribbean, what is the fire service response when there's a landslide?
Yeah.
Think about the different hindrances that can fall onto the roadway during a landslide. Caribbean, sometimes trees come down, large portions of trees, not just these small branches, but like an entire tree falls across the roadway. Because remember, it's a mountainous area, it's a hilly area.
Right.
The fire service would have a number of tools that are used to cut those pieces of branches. Even if there's small movement of debris from the road, we will try to move that. If it's beyond the capacity of the fire service, this is where the Ministry of Works
would come in.
Or additional manpower or additional resources are called upon. But guess where that is initiated? It is initiated through a trouble call to 990. So persons would call 990, that is for the fire service, or 999. They would even call on the same platform. We would then do the investigation. When we assess the hazard and the damages that are incurred, we would begin to take mitigation, and where additional resources are needed, fire service steps in, and we also make that trouble call to the ODPM, who are also resource coordinator.
Right.
They are the ones that are the custodians of the resources for disasters in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
They also act as a coordinated agency, and they bring all of the arms of the Ministry of National Security as well as relief efforts under their umbrella. So, Caribbean, it all initiates by having an assessment by our first responders, who are the fire service.
So
important it is.
Yeah, it is, and that's it, right? So let's say, for instance, during, let's say, the landslip, and someone is injured, the fire service get there, they would, what happens after? What happens? But wait, before you answer that question, we get a call.
Sure.
Let's take the phone call. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon. Hey, what's up? Talk to us. Yeah, love, you hear me?
Yeah. I see the most amount of flood in Trinidad.
You see the most amount of flood in Trinidad?
Yeah, I see a whole lot of city flood out there.
Syria? Oh, on the highway?
And you know what caused that?
No.
Trinity Mall, right? When they pass that, going up the road, so it has something like a golf course, right?
Right, yeah. In the back.
somewhere up the Alora Bamboo Rainfall, like float and come down.
Mm.
And when you pass the entrance to going in Twin City as a little higher up of a river.
Yeah, another river he's talking about.
Oh.
And block that thing, right? And the telephone and Twin City are telling you.
Wow.
On that side, eh? The other side, well, I take my somebody coming down so I could have to drive free, right?
Right.
Boy, I tell you, see what a window high. Remember, that's not a flat house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Window high here, yeah, man.
What?
So, I tell, what I tell you, I tell you, the amount of flood I witnessed, I was going out to do my heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Where the army had to transport people.
Wow.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Wow.
That was I witnessed real flooding.
All right, buddy.
The cremation site in Chiang Mai, I see all that flood out in there. So you just use the grass in the side of the road and that guy.
Wow. All right, buddy,
what he's referring to is there's some flooding that takes place in Trinidad and Tobago. I remember specifically in 2018, 2019, there was a once in a 100-year flood that we got when persons were stranded on the highway.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, and that's, I believe that's what he's speaking about, Carrie. That was one of the worst experiences. And I could tell you that really elicited a response from all agencies. Mm-hmm. That was an all hands on deck disaster.
I know.
That called out every single resources that we had in the fire service, from our land search and rescue team to even brought out for the cleanup operation. I remember persons who were training to become fire officers.
Wow.
So every single resource that we had, we literally emptied the station to respond to the affected areas.
I remember as well, in that time they had the buses transporting persons from Port of Spain all over, because you remember the floods and the flood water and them high. So and they were just putting people on and that was a scene, boy. That was it.
So situations like that, I would caution that the best way to avoid situations like that is to really be aware. And when you see you get your bulletins and they say, listen, we expecting this level of threat, orange, yellow, you have to take it serious. These are not just letters that they give by chance.
Because they're like No. It's to inform us.
So we have to take these warnings seriously, and we have to get in the habit of it. So one of the benefits that I've had of traveling to North America is when they send out a bulletin out there, people take it very seriously.
Very serious.
If you see flooding in parts of certain parts of the United States, you see that people die. Literally, the rivers come down very quickly. So it's not like here where you have, we know the Carony River and we know what to expect. Yeah. And yet still people will build along the Carony River, Caribbean. You know, it baffles me. But there, your life depends on it, and they take it very seriously. And I think we are getting to the point where we're beginning to recognize that these bulletins are life-saving bulletins.
Yeah. So you were...
Can I touch on hurricane?
Because
we're in the hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have been very blessed to have been spared.
Mm.
But we have our brothers and sisters in the northern part of the Caribbean who have not. And I want to say to Trinidadians and to all members of the public, all our listeners, that when that bulletin, or when we get a bulletin for a storm, or you know we must move into action. Ladies and gentlemen, the time to get the same thing that we talked about, your cricks, your battery supply, your little radio, transistor radios, your little your little kit with your first aid, the time to start stocking up on those items.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait until there's a mad rush to head to the groceries to get canned food or tin food or your little cricks or whatever it may be. Start putting away a little bit every month. That's what I do, Carrie V.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit every month. You put away a little bit and you know that can go towards your hurricane emergency stock.
Yeah.
Also, persons are advised that they keep their, the radio so you could keep abreast. Because not all the times you're going to have the benefit of electricity.
Yeah.
In storm conditions, most of the time, electricity goes.
Yeah.
But you can still keep up to date if you have your radio and you have your battery in your radio, you have your flashlight. You know, and you can use those items for a day or two until emergency response can get to you. So we have to be our own protectors, and we have to be very mindful and use common sense. And of course, Gary V, sometimes it may mean leaving our homes and going to a shelter.
Yeah, correct.
In advance. Don't wait until the roof is blown off. Don't wait until the floodwaters come all the way up to your bed. But you know that you are living in a flood-prone area. There are persons who check themselves into the respective shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want information on where is a shelter in your community, normally it's one of the government schools or one of the primary or secondary schools in your area. Sometimes it may be the community centers within your area. But if you are in doubt, you can check with the regional corporation or the borough corporation, the city corporation in your area, because mm-hmm. they are responsible for maintenance of those shelters when they are activated.
Right, right.
Yeah?
I have a message here from someone. Carrie V, good afternoon to you and Fire Officer Jude. The thing is, it's hard to judge a car lengths, whereas it's easy to measure time. Pick a point on the side of the road, and when the vehicle in front passes it, say 1,001, 1,002, that's 2 seconds. Eventually, one gets accustomed to realize distance. But of course, we need to be concentrating on driving and nothing else. I brought, and they went on to say that they brought ambulance drivers on his boat from San Fernando to Port of Spain for security. What? That was during the same flood that we were speaking about. But I like this advice. I love this. Pick a point on the side of the road, and when the vehicle pass in front of it, you say 1,001 and 1,002. But eventually it will grow on you. So you just have to put it into practice, and then as time passes, you'll be able to, you don't want to look at something on the side of the road to mark it, but you know, you're gonna get
it. And whatever measure, and those measures, if you done a defensive driving course, you would get a lot of different health and safety tips in terms of driving safety tips. And that's one of them. Where you put that time distance between you and the vehicle in front of you, and the messenger is all very, very correct in what they're saying, but we need a little bit more distance than that 2 seconds that we're talking about.
Yeah, true.
You know, because different driving conditions require more time to slow down, and you really don't want your vehicle to slip on the roadway by a sudden mash of their brakes. And so you give yourself a little bit more time. Your brakes is less effective in wet conditions. Remember, it's rubber on a wet surface.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. And if that surface has gravel or loose materials, it is even worse.
Worse, yeah. You know, some persons say the white line in the road as well as make your skin antique, you know. Some persons have said that. I don't know how true it is, but, yeah. Meh.
I wouldn't want to cast it away, but normally that type of material is supposed to be a non-skid type of material that they use, but high visibility.
Nonetheless,
I'm not going to put my neck on a block.
I'm not going to say a city word that you're using, suppose.
I want to put out a message specifically for, I noticed when I was driving recently, and I was like, why would people do this? You notice somebody is walking close to water or a big puddle.
Oh,
and I noticed that drivers carry no care and attention. Carry, well, guess what? they just drive through the puddle and splash the poor person on the side of the road.
I have my own thinking with that, right? And I saw someone quarreling on social media for that, right?
No, but I saw the person hesitate to walk forward, and the driver still went through.
The person saw,
and they tried to save themselves, but the driver,
he deliberately did it.
No due attention, straight through the puddle of water, soaked down the person.
Right.
And
so
I was
that
like,
is that unacceptable.
Is
that was mean. But, Fire Officer Jude, but there are some persons who, if it is they're seeing the car coming, they would deliberately walk slowly, and you have to stand up and wait until whenever their mom, they move past the puddle.
Yeah. I know that too.
This happened to me, eh? And I say, look at you now. So I had to stand up and wait for you. I say, I should have drive through and with you. Because they don't even have any consideration, right?
Both parties have to be careful.
You know how with them, right?
Yeah,
they get wet. But it's not cool. on both sides. Oh, it's
side,
not cool.
Yeah, I agree. But I agree. People have to be careful and look out for pedestrians, cyclists, those persons who may be affected as well. You know, just look out for them, motorcyclists.
Yeah.
Be careful with them as well, because they have a higher risk and higher dangers because they are exposed. They don't have the benefit of a vehicle creating a barricade around them, and they can be affected directly by this as well.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kyrie, I just want to say, you know, to our callers and our listeners, you know, thanks for your contribution. Thanks for the encouragement that you continue to give to us. And as we venture deeper and deeper into this rainy season, into the hurricane season, which comes to an end in December, we need to be more and more vigilant. Get prepared, people. People, do not believe that because, you know, God is
God
a trinity.
God is a trinity. And no, come and say that to them, but you take it out of a mouth. Yeah,
let's get
we have
organized.
That.
Let's get ourselves organized, you know. And now is a good time to do those little drills with the kids as they're home from school, you know. You know, talk to them about flooding, what to do if electricity goes, what to do if there's a fire in the home, what to do if there's an earthquake. Now is the time to work with the kids. Just do one little drill, you know. And I try to do a drill, you know, do some sort of discussion with the family, just go over some of the notes. And it's not going to take much of it. That's about a 5-minute exercise, Caribbean.
Correct. We have a message here. Hey, Caribbean, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to Fire Officer Jude Rogers. For when persons get into accidents because of the distance, most likely those drivers are on their cell phones. They should stop that. Go to the front of the class. Because that happens, right?
I have nothing more to say about that. That is self-explanatory, and it requires us being more conscientious. Carvey, I myself have tried to take measures and buy a device that allows me to, one, communicate without touching the phone, and also to have a receptacle that can hold the phone so that you don't necessarily need to put your hands on the phone. And that is only, you know, that's being cautionary, and that's also taking caution into consideration, knowing that you're going to be on the roadway.
And what I usually do, and this is something that I do, listeners and Fire Officer Jude, I have my earbuds. My earbuds is in my vehicle. So as soon as I sit down, before I bounce that, I'll lock my doors and everything, before I bounce that, Fire Officer Jude, I would pick up my earbuds on one side, not the two sides. Most of the times it's on my left side. I would put it in. I would put that in, and everything would connect. So when my phone rings, I don't even have to look to see who calling. I would just touch it, plink, and I would answer the call accordingly. So, guys, invest in something like that. And as I mentioned before, don't put your two earbuds in your ears now because you know it's noise canceling. Why would you do that? When something is happening, let's say, for instance, an emergency vehicle, they want to pass. You know, you ain't hearing anything because there's two things in your ears. Just keep it on one and you know, go about your day. Yeah? Look, I have another message here. I know we have to wrap up soon because I have a few ads to play. Hey, Kyrie, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Informative program. Thanks to your guest. I hope people take precautions from the information given. I hope so too, you know. Yeah. Kyrie, time for insurance companies to pay for dash cams watching the drivers on your phone. Boom. Nope. Oh, look. Oh, you say that? No payout. All right, I got you. Thanks so much. So, Fire Officer Jude, I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon, and I can't wait for next Monday, same time,
same place,
to do it all over again.
Same here. Thank you so much, Kyrie, and to all our lovely listeners. Looking forward to seeing or hearing from you guys next week, Monday. God spare life.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much. And guys, that was Fire Officer Jude Rogers.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.